You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. You have a chance to help an organic garden grow in a food desert. Matt Erickson of the Come Together Space wants folks to come together in Mom's Orchard, a free orchard for the community located on West Washington Street. Erickson is inviting community members to make a donation to the orchard in celebration of loved ones who have passed. Erickson started with his own dedication, hence the name Mom's Orchard, and that's plural, as well as possessive.
It's named for, of course, my mother and the seven moms I was actually raised by.
By seven moms?
Yeah, I didn't have a father, so my mom, who worked two jobs throughout her life, had me raised at a few other households, and these were also, of course, my grandmother, and then other single moms or moms that were separated, and they all kind of led me to where I am.
So were they instrumental in giving you the love of the land?
Oh, yeah. Well, the love of lots of things. They all had particular things that they instilled into me, all seven of them. So that just culminated to a great thing, yeah.
When did Mom's Orchard start?
We bought the land and started working on it in October 2015.
Why start an orchard?
It's located on the west side of Bloomington, which is a little bit of a food desert. There's a bodega nearby where people go to buy their chips and candy and soda.
You're on West Washington.
West Washington. It's 826 and 902 West Washington. I just wanted to provide a spot where if people were just walking around or walking to the bodega, we could hopefully get them to stop and pick some fresh organic fruit for free instead of going and buying cheap chips and pop.
So it's significant, this location. You chose it because it is a food desert in that area. How much, Matt, does it cost to continue Mom's Orchard? Money doesn't grow on trees, but money does make trees and plants grow.
It does, and I'm doing this as a service free, so that means we have to have other people, of course, pay for the
sponsors.
Trees and bushes, sponsors.
Yeah.
So it's a dedication orchard, or an open pharmacy, as we call it, with an F. So I have a dedication request outline that I can email or give to people. We had such an overwhelming response a few weeks ago that I no longer have space for any more trees, which is great.
Oh, wow.
But I have plenty of space, about 25 to 30 spaces left for fruit bushes, which a medium to large bush costs $75, but that includes the bush, the dedication brick, which will have the dedicated name in it, and the name of the variety of plant, and then things like peat moss or root stimulator to kind of help get it going. And as we collect this and do this, any money left over will go to then pay like the property tax for the year, or hopefully in the several years into the future, maybe even buy more plots to continue this and make it even bigger.
So let's talk about the plants that you have in Mom's Orchard. Tell me about the curation process and what you selected to go in there. I mean, you made some very specific choices.
Yes, very specific. The major thing is to have it very diverse because we want things that people aren't familiar with, unusual, maybe they haven't even seen before. And I've been working at Henry Brockman's farm for 15 years, and his specialty is diversity. So I've just had that instilled to me. And that also helps for disease control, pest control, so it makes it easier on the work, makes it better for the plants, and again, it just, gets people to try different things that they haven't had before.
So give us some examples of what you've chosen to put in Mom's Orchard, Matt.
Yeah, so far we've got Blushing Star Peach.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is super delicious. Stanley Prune Plum, Blue Crop Blueberry, a cane apple. And we'll be dealing with in the future apricots, we're even going to try nectarines, cherry, Asian pears, European pears, blackberries, gooseberries, strawberries, and odd varieties in those things.
So how does it all work, Matt, for somebody who wants to get involved?
They contact me via email, which is the word vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, 714@hotmail.com. And as I said, we just now have room for bushes. So when they email me or meet me in person, I can give them the sheet, and they fill out the name of the person they want it dedicated to. And it doesn't have to be a mom that's passed away. It can be a sister, brother, husband, wife, father, anybody. And then I choose the variety or where the plant's going to go, which I have all laid out and planned out, pretty specific. And then now, since we're in the almost winter or winter, I'll be buying all of these things this winter, but then receiving them in the spring, and we'll do a large planting in the spring. And we'll have the dedication brick ready to go in with the plant, and we'll get it going for the rest of its life. This food orchard, even though it is located on the west side, will be for anybody. It's for the neighborhood. It's for the food is for the people that dedicate to them. It's for anybody passing by. In the future, when we have so much food, I hope to sell to the restaurants and food trucks, and again, pay for these things in the future. Oh, and then, of course, we're going to have educational days when things start fruiting more, so we'll show people how to pick a ripe peach compared to an unripe peach, you know, especially with stuff they've never seen before, so that they pick the right thing at the right time. We'll have labels out so that people, if I'm not there and nobody's there, they can walk by and just look at a nice laminated label and know what to do, know what they want. So education is going to be a key, and especially getting the kids involved. The younger we can get kids eating organic fruit instead of chips and candy, or along with chips and candy, you know, that'll help them out in the future.
That's Matt Erickson of Mom's Orchard in Bloomington. He hopes in the future to expand the orchard into Normal as well. I'm Laura Kennedy.